Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, everybody. Tonight we're debating the Big Bang versus God, and we are starting right now with Alex Stein's opening statement, who is taking the special creation side. Alex, the floor is all yours.
Okay, well, now I'm all sad because I don't have the cool modern day debate music and all this stuff. So I guess people were complaining about it. So now my whole aura is thrown off. And then before I, even though I'm starting, this is my intro, I have to come here and I have to debate against T-Jump. Now, listen, it's hard enough to debate T-Jump. He's won debates, he's lost debates. But debating, listen, the chair is undefeated. I'm going to be honest. And then when I look at T-Jump and I see he has no sleeves on, now I have very little chance to win this debate. Am I going to win? Yes, of course. I never lose debates. I'm just saying I'm fighting an uphill battle because you have performance-enhancing clothing on, T-Jump. And then you also have the capability of putting on the hood and becoming discreet. This is going to be an uphill battle. But just like the creator, the creation was an uphill battle. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't created. Because when you look at a house and I ask you, T-Jump, who built that house? He said, I don't know. But you know it had a builder. Because why? Because it was so complex. You know it didn't happen accidentally. The same mathematical probability of everything happening and coming from nothing and evolving from Ponska is the same as a tornado going through a junkyard and creating a Boeing 777 airplane on the other side. It's impossible. It's impossible. So you're going to tell me two rocks smashed together and they just created this little doo-doo universe from the rocks' buttholes, right? That doesn't happen. Rocks don't have b-holes. They don't poop out universes. But see, that's the problem. That's the problem. You have poop on your brain. That's right. You're like, what? You have doo-doo for brains. Why is that? Because you believe a lie. You believe that you evolved from nothing. Everything came from nothing. And that the primordial soup was struck by some sort of energy conduit, like lightning. And that you were an amoeba. A protista. And now look at you. You have two nipples. You have two ears. You think that was an accident? You look at the bee. Look at the wings of a bee. It flaps 600 times a second. So you're telling me that it evolved at one point. It was flapping one time a second, and then two times a second, and then three times a second. How do the wings of a bird evolve? They can't. They don't. Okay? So all I have to do is tell you that yes, there was a creator. Now, I know that's a little vague and that's a little general because I believe in general, I believe religions are inherently evil. I think man uses religions. Yes, that's right. I believe man uses religion to manipulate people and to control people. That's right. I do believe, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a creator. See, that's the problem is the creator has been hijacked by people that either love the devil or people that love God. And the reason is they want to make you feel insignificant because if they can make you feel like your whole life is an accident and that you literally evolve from nothing, then you're easy to control because then at that point you don't take personal responsibility for your life and it makes you live in a constant state of fight or flight. Now, being in a state of fight or flight is where you can only see about 6 inches in front of you. And that's like what's happening now. And the reason why they want to keep you in that constant state of fight or flight is because that's how you're able to be controlled. Now, if you realize there is a creator and you realize that you're a spiritual being and that, you know, the chances of you being here are absolutely impossible. Because not only did the world have to get to this point of evolution, but your mom and dad had to bang at the exact right time. And guess what, T-Jump? If your dad's as good looking as you, he banged a lot. You're like one of the most handsome guys I've ever debated. So if your dad looked like you, he was banging a lot and he didn't get, I don't know how many brothers and sisters you had, probably not. So just think about all the times Daddy T-Jump was banging and that one time he popped you out. Probably mathematically impossible. Just that one chance. Can you think about all the times he had sex and didn't have a baby? But you want to think you're a cosmic accident. Why? Because that's a lie. So guess what? You did come from the Big Bang. The Big Bang, when Daddy T-Jump did Mommy T-Jump doggy style, and they did it doggy style so they could both watch the Canadians, because you're in Canada, right? Is that true? Don't you guys like hockey? Is that true, T-Jump? Are you in Canada? Oh, sorry. I thought you were Canadian. Sorry. Regardless, what your parents, that's the Big Bang. That's what you came from. So I agree. The Big Bang happens, but just think about the impossibility of all the times Daddy T-Jump was doing it and he had you. So that is impossible in itself. But just the sheer fact that you think at one point you were a protista or an amoeba is all a lie. And then you look at Charles Darwin, right? Guy was full of crap. Now, what he did is he saw microevolution. Now, if tall people have a baby, they might have a tall kid. But if two tall people have a baby, they're not going to have a dolphin. Do you see what I'm saying? So, yes, I believe that traits can be handed down, but I don't believe a trait like wings on a butterfly's back can pop out of nowhere. That's absolutely absurd, but that's what they want to make you think. And when you look at microevolution versus macroevolution, macroevolution, that everything came from the same source. Impossible. Cannot be proved today. Abiogenesis, impossible. With all the technology we have today, we can't create abiogenesis today. We can't make two cells split on their own. That doesn't happen. So you want to say that there was no creator? You want to say that two rocks smashed together and everything came from nothing? Who made those rocks smash? Dog? That might have been God playing the rock tambourines, dog, because God is having a party. Because he knew T-Jump's dad was going to bang a bunch of chicks one day and was going to make a badass guy like you with fucking badass guns and a badass chair like that. Because the creator wants you to know that you're special, T-Jump. And I know you're going to sit here and argue that you're just a cosmic accident, but I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to tap into that spiritual being inside of you. And I'm not saying that you should join the Muslim sect, but you probably should join Scientology because you remind me of Tom Cruise. That's what I'm saying. It's just, there is a religion out there for you. Should you be a Muslim? Maybe. But it's not about the doctrine that you follow. It's about connecting to the spiritual being inside you. Now, let me tell you something. You might think that you're a body that happens to have a soul. You might think that you're a soul that happens to have a body. Let me just tell you what you are, okay? You are a cosmic interdimensional being. That's right. And when you leave here, you go somewhere else. Where is that? I don't know, dog. And I don't know where you were before you got here. But I know that you are special. And I know that you are important because I know your dad was a ladies' man. And all the chicks your dad raw-dogged, he raw-dogged the right one on the right night he made you. And that is what you need to look into. Because even if you go back 8 generations, that means you've had over 1 million grandparents. Think about that. So all those 1 million grandparents had to have sex at an exact time for you to be here. Yes, that's right. That's true. If you go back 8 generations, you've had 1 million grandparents. You can fact check that, everybody. So just think about the improbability of getting here. So it's not just the improbability of the Big Bang. It's the improbability of you actually being created. So you are a spiritual being. What spirit? What is that spirit force? A lot of people want to say Jesus. Some people say Muhammad. Some people say L. Ron Hubbard. Some people, you know, say T-Jump. I say T-Jump sometimes when I'm praying and I'm in a weird thing. Sometimes I pray to you, T-Jump, and I pray that you will learn that you are a spiritual being. Because right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to awaken the Holy Ghost inside of you. Because the thing is, what you have inside of you is called a pineal gland. And that pineal gland connects you to your soul. And so what happens is modern food and medicine, yes, listen, it calcifies your pineal gland and it makes you incapable of connecting to the spiritual being inside you. I know that sounds crazy. So T-Jump, what I'm saying is you need to try to make an effort to find that spiritual being, because once you realize that you are not a cosmic accident, then you can take ownership of your life and then you can tap into your potential. But until then, until you start realizing that your whole life is not an accident, you will never achieve your potential because you will take it for granted. Because the only thing that you don't have unlimited, you can make unlimited money, but you can't make unlimited time. There's people that are billionaires that are jealous of you right now, T-Jump, because you have more time on earth. So what I'm saying is you need to savor the flavor and realize that your time on earth is special. And it's not an accident. That's right. It's not an accident. And that is what proves the creator. Knowing that and looking at the evidence that we live in such a complicated system that an eyeball, the complicated system of an eyeball cannot be created accidentally over time. Impossible. It's fake news, like your daddy Trump likes to say, and you love Trump. He's your favorite. That's why you don't wear the sleeves, because you want the same bravado as Trump. But you know, it's not about you and how much you love Trump. That's not what this debate about is. This debate is about the creator and realizing that you did not evolve from pond scum. And that's the most important thing, because listen, TJ, listen to me when I say this. A system as complicated as we have, and you honestly think everything came from nothing, how can you actually have any joy or happiness knowing, I know this isn't a personal attack, just knowing that your life is meaningless? It's hard. It's hard to be motivated. Yes, it is hard to be motivated to have a meaningful life if you think it's all an accident. But that's what they want you to do, is they want you to feel the way you feel, T-Jump, because in that way, you can go and debate people and you can hide the existence of God. Because if they can hide the existence of God, which the government does, they constantly want to hide the existence of God. Yes, they want to. The reason they want to separate church and state is so that you don't have God. Because if God is not in your life, you are very malleable. You are like clay and they can control you very easily. And I'm not saying that this God is better than that God. I'm just saying with inside of you, you are a spiritual being. There is some God inside of you. That's right, because your DNA, your sauce going into a girl makes a baby. There's a little bit of God in that, TJ. But you don't want to feel like God, even though you sit on that throne of a lazy boy. I don't know how you can't feel the Holy Spirit. That's what really shocks me. A man that's smart, that thinks he evolved from pond scum, or that abiogenesis, cells split on their own without any force causing them to do so, which has never been recreated today, would make you go absolutely insane. And I don't want you to go insane. I want you to find that inner interdimensional soul that you have, that you were so blessed to have, T-Jump. And I want you to go put on a sweatshirt, because I'm going to lose this debate unless you cover up those guns. That gives you a performance enhancing advantage. And listen, I can do this debate with two hands tied behind my back, because why? Because I have the power of God behind me and I'm on a mission from God. And I'm Primetime 99 Alex Stein. And I just want you to say that, you know, God will reveal himself to you one day, TJ. I don't know when that will be, but when it does, you will look back at this and you will cringe and you will be embarrassed, because I was the same way. I was like you at one point. I thought this was a cosmic accident. And then I realized they were hiding the creator to make me feel insignificant. And once you feel that and you find that out, dog, you're real. And you didn't evolve from pond scum. And the Big Bang's fake, because rocks can't smash together and create everything, dog. That's just a fact, Jack. That's my time.
I think that is a good time to transition. We'll go into Tom Jump's opening statement. Want to let you know, folks, if it's your first time here at Moderate Debate, we are a neutral channel hosting debates on science, religion, and politics. And we hope you feel welcome no matter what walk of life you are from. And so with that, Tom, the floor is all yours for your opening statement.
Well, that was a roller coaster of an introduction. Went from pond scum to everything came from nothing, which no one believes, to the government hides the existence of God. They must have him in a box somewhere in Area 51, a very small box. The evolution of the eye, which was literally explained by Darwin in his book when he wrote it. He said evolution is abiogenesis. Those are two different things. The pineal gland, do you even know where that is? Like,
Yeah.
And you think it has something to do with the soul? Where is it? Where is the pineal gland?
It's the inner part of your brain, the amygdala, dude.
The amygdala. It's in the amygdala, is it?
It's right next to the amygdala in the inner part of your brain. Yes, dude. In like the frontal area of your brain.
Nice try, though.
It's inside of your brain, dude. What are you talking about? It's not the outside of your brain. What is it, TJ? What do you want to know?
How fast do these wings fly?
600 times a second.
Nope, it's 200 times a second. Incorrect.
200 times a second. It's impossible to go from one time a second. Maybe it's a mosquito that's 600 times a second. I'm just saying the wings of a bird or fly cannot happen, cannot evolve over time. There'd be all these dead bird species that we have with fucked up wings, TJ. I'm just saying you can't evolve a wing. I don't believe that. But go ahead. Sorry, I'm interrupting your thing.
No, this is hilarious. So yeah, you said we can only see 9 feet in front of us in the flight or flight response. Also bull crap.
But that's metaphor, dude. That's all right, metaphor.
We'll come right back to you for the opening state once we get to the open dialogue portion.
Excuse me.
We still got time for Tom's opening.
8 generations is 250 ancestors, not a million. Just basic math, just 8. Multiplied, it's not a million. That's dumb. I don't know what a protesta is. I think you mean the protozoome. Protesta is the Spanish word for protest. There was so much stupid there. I don't know what to do with that. I kind of forgot the topic. I think the topic is something about Big Bang versus God, what created the universe. And if you want an explanation of the Big Bang, you need to answer very specific questions like, what is the predicted spatial curvature? What is the amplitude density of the perturbations? How long do the perturbations depend on scale? There are very specific questions in cosmology you have to answer if you want to say what caused the Big Bang. Just saying, "Magad done it," is not an answer. You have to be able to answer the very specific questions related to physics, like the isocurvature perturbations and what is the temperature of reheating and are there primordial black holes and what constitutes dark matter? These are questions you need to answer if you want to know what created the Big Bang. If you can't answer those, you don't actually have a model of what caused the Big Bang. Models in physics do this really well. To quote Sean Carroll, if we were going to poll cosmologists, if God had anything to do with the Big Bang, atheists would win by an overwhelming majority because the God model doesn't make any predictions whatsoever. It's just ad hoc. I can make up an explanation of an event. It's not actually supported by anything. The fine-tuning argument doesn't work because just as the universe is fine-tuned, a God who created the universe would have to be equally as fine-tuned. So who fine-tuned God? If the universe needs a fine-tuner, then so does God. If God doesn't need a fine-tuner, then neither does the universe. And so the probabilities are the exact same. Same with evolution. If it's improbable for humans to evolve in a universe on their own, it's improbable for there to be a God who exists who would create a universe with evolution. So all the probabilities for a God are equally or worse than just random chance producing life. So it doesn't actually solve anything to say God done it, because it just pushes the problem back a step. God doesn't solve any of the problems in any of the fields of cosmology, biology, evolution, physics, geology. Nothing. It's just a made up "God done it" solution to the unknowns, which isn't a solution at all. And to count as a solution, again, you'd have to solve or be able to answer all of those questions that I mentioned earlier. So I'll look forward to Alex giving us answers to those questions if he thinks God created the universe. But until then, I guess we're going to talk about rocks' buttholes and rocks smashing together to produce the universe, because that's definitely a model in physics and incorrect flight speeds of bees and not knowing how math works and generations and stuff. Rocks' buttholes, I'll conclude there.
Juicy. Okay. Thank you very much. Before we get there, Alex, one moment. Do want to mention, you guys, we are really excited. We just finalized this debate the other day. It's going to be this month. It's going to be the Book of Daniel, Prophecy or Forgery. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be epic, as Dr. Josh and Jim Majors will be taking on Dr. Boyce and Jonathan Sheffield. So we're excited for that. And hit that subscribe button and that notification bell if you haven't already. That way you don't miss that one live. And with that, thanks, gentlemen. The floor is all yours for open dialogue.
I just need a quick share screen. I just got to show a little quick video. It's just 2 seconds of explaining that the Big Bang... excuse me, let me fix my screen. I got to show this.
One thing I am reluctant if it's copyrighted footage.
It's not copyrighted. Share screen. It's not. Let me share with sound. It's not copyrighted. It's 60 minutes. It's a news. There's no audio. Hold on. Can you see it though? Can
yes,
you
can.
See the screen?
Yep.
Okay.
You want to correct that one and
okay, well,
one
let's see mosquitoes. Okay, I'll correct the mosquitoes. I think it's a mosquito's wing is 600 times. Hold on. Mosquitoes wings flap how many times a second? How many times a second? Let's correct this. Oh, 600 times. Look at this. I said a bee. I'm in a mosquito. Let me show you this. Right here, share screen. A mosquito flaps its wings 600 times per second. I'm sorry, I said a bee. Excuse me, Tom. I mean, it's hard enough to compete against that chair. And I'm sorry you're fact-checking me, but I said the wrong. I said a bee instead of a mosquito. I apologize. But my facts are correct. I just misspoke. Dude. Well, when I'm talking for 10 minutes without notes, you know I'm speaking in metaphors and generalities because we're talking
metaphors.
About narcissism and existentialism.
Metaphors?
Yes, I was right. I said a bee instead of a mosquito. That does not prove
you're right. So
that doesn't prove or disprove
bee,
God. So you're just trying to argue about something that doesn't.
How can you be right when you say a bee flaps 600 times a minute? That's
I meant to say
wrong.
A mosquito. I misspoke.
So you were wrong. You were not right.
I misspoke. I quoted something incorrectly. Yes. But that doesn't mean my argument is wrong. I meant to say a bee.
I meant to say a mosquito.
Well, the fact is, we have to go to the evolution thing. You're just trying to draw me off sides. The fact that you think
probably should
wings...
be going toward the Big Bang rather than evolution and bees and mosquitoes.
Well, I'm just saying the idea is the same thing as the Big Bang. Is that the
evolution is the same as the Big Bang? Oh God!
Yeah, it's a theory. It's 100% a theory. There's no proven. You have no facts. How do they decide the Big Bang? Is they see that how that they this is how they do it. They measure how big and how fast the Earth is expanding, and they supposedly reverse engineer it through time. They measure how big it gets over time, and then they redo it on how small till that size would get to nothing. And that's what they say in their mathematics. And so they quoted it, don't get all mad. I'm going to be wrong. I think, 65 billion years or something like that? I mean, it's all bullshit. How old is the Earth? What does the Big Bang Theory say it is? 65 billion, I think.
So you said it's a theory. What are germs? Are germs a theory?
Yeah, germ theory, yes. It's a theory. It's called germ theory. Yeah,
yes,
it's a theory.
The germ theory of disease. But germs are a fact.
It's a theory.
They exist, right? You accept germs exist, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's bacteria and germs. Yeah, they exist. Yes.
So why do they call it a theory?
Some theories can be true. I'm just saying it's still a theory. But that doesn't mean that that's true. That doesn't mean evolution is, it's just still a theory. You're trying to make something that's described as a theory factual when it's not. I'm the one calling a ball a ball and a strike a strike.
So you just said theories can be facts.
Sometimes, but that in this case, the evolutionary theory is not a fact. And the Big Bang Theory is not a fact in this case. I'm just saying there are theories that can be true. Yes, those two theories are false.
So if theories can be true, then calling it a theory doesn't prove it's false. So saying it's just a theory means it could be factually true, just like germs, right?
But the idea of a theory is that it's not, provable. It's just the idea.
No.
It's a theory.
Remember, germs are provable, so theories can be provable.
I'm just saying, but those are theories. They're not provable. You don't have facts to back up the Big Bang. You have no facts to back it up. That's what I'm saying. You can't go back in time, so you have zero facts.
Stick with me there on this one. So germs we can prove. Germs are a theory. Therefore, you can prove theories.
Do I say theories exist? Yeah, I agree that theories exist, but that doesn't make all theories credible. Because one theory exists doesn't make all theories valid.
That's not the point here. So calling something a
theory. So what are you trying to say? Because one other theory exists, that makes that. I know, but because germ theory exists, you're saying evolution theory exists?
No, I'm saying that makes it real? You don't understand what the word theory means. The word theory does not mean hypothetical. Theories can be proven, just like germs can be proven.
Yeah, but not all theories
Hold on one second, Alex. Just hear the rest from Tom.
So the only point you're making here is that saying that because it's a theory, it is therefore unproven is wrong. Many theories are proven. So you're confused about the word theory. It doesn't mean unproven.
And many theories can't be proven. So that doesn't mean all theories are provable. Do you see what I'm saying? There's many theories that can't be proven.
I didn't say all. Here.
So I'm saying, but you're trying to err on the side that I'm saying all theories are provable. I'm saying it's 50-50. Yeah, I'm saying because it's a theory, it's not provable. You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean some theories aren't accurate.
I'm saying that doesn't mean that all theories are inaccurate.
No, the part I'm objecting to is you define the word theory to mean uncertain. That's not what the word theory means.
Okay, well, we'll just have to agree. I mean, I'm sure somewhere in the definition, there's an adjective for the word uncertainty.
Agree to disagree, and we'll get to the Big Bang.
Yeah, I don't think he actually said anything about the Big Bang, so I'm not
no, sure. But we can talk about space. I mean, you say that we can prove dark matter. Dude, we cannot prove dark matter. And that's the thing is how they try to figure out the Big Bang is by reverse engineering how much the universe expands. That's impossible. I don't even believe they can measure how much the universe is expanding. So it's just a bold-faced lie at the end of the day. Like, what is your proof that the Big Bang theory is valid?
The universe is moving farther away from each other. We can measure it just like we measure movement of cars through waves of light. We can see, like, if we watch a car move away, the light reflecting off the car moves away too. And we can watch the light reflecting off of galaxies and see, oh, look, it's moving farther away like cars are. So we can literally see it happening.
We see it moving, but it comes back. Like the North Star is in the same spot that's not moving away. The North Star is Polaris is in the same spot. Yes. That doesn't move.
It's in the same direction. Like it's that way. Yes.
So that's not expanding. It's not moving. It doesn't move, is what I'm saying. So you don't have any proof that it's expanding.
Right, Alex.
So, the moon is getting further away from us. Now it's in the same spot every night or the same like general location, but it's still getting further away from us because there's two different axes of direction there. There's the one where it shows up in the sky. That's like where we're looking. And then there's the Z axis, which is how far away it is from us in the sky. So there could be like, if there's a car right in front of you, and it drives exactly straight, it's still going to be in the same spot where you're looking, but it's going to be further away.
But the moon's on a cycle. So when the moon comes closer, does that mean the universe is enclosing like an accordion when the moon comes closer? Does that mean the universe is shrinking in?
No, this
so when it moves, so when the moon moves farther away, it's expanding. So when it moves closer, it's the world imploding.
So the part about the moon is that an object can be in the same spot in the sky and yet still be moving further away because those are two different axes. So like a car can be right in front of you, but if it's driving away from you, even though it's in the exact same spot in your field of vision, it can still not be in the exact same spot in every position because it can be moving further away. So even though the North Star is in the same position in the sky, it's still moving further away, just like a car.
Yeah, but it moves in a pattern. It comes back. So let's just say the moon moves in 13, 28 day cycles.
North Star does not move in a pattern.
I'm talking about the moon. I'm talking about the moon moves in a pattern 100%. So it comes. So you're telling me, does the universe expand and then come in together when it comes closer? See, it doesn't do that. You don't have any proof of the expansion of our universe. I'm saying how they figured out the Big Bang theory is they measured how much of the Earth is supposedly expanding, how much the universe is expanding. This is how they figured it out, is what they say. The timeline is they say they measure the expansion of the universe and then over time they measure it and then they see they guess how big the universe is and they guess how much time it would take for that to reverse for how big the universe is.
What are you saying?
Can't prove. We have no idea how to date stuff. Carbon dating. The degradation of carbon does not prove how old a rock is. Like, we don't know, dude. We're not carbon dating galaxies.
We can't go there.
They say we came from rocks. So wouldn't it be important to know how old these rocks are? I'm saying the Big Bang Theory, you're looking at me like an idiot. Your theory says two rocks smashed together and created everything, dude.
Which version of the Big Bang Theory says that? Where does it say that in any version of the Big Bang Theory?
Okay, two then rocks, describe a mama rock what do you
and a
think?
Papa rock put their buttholes together and poof, universe. Like, that's kind of like you, Sean
that's
Carroll's
what you
model.
Think. Okay, then what do you think the Big Bang Theory is? And tell us. Do you mind telling us? You didn't say it in
the,
your...
The Big Bang Theory is the collapse of the singularity resulting in the space-time of our universe coming into existence resulting from the entanglements prior to the Big Bang. There's no rocks. There's no rocks. No, notice I didn't say rock or butthole.
So nothing smashed together in the Big Bang Theory. Nothing. Yeah, so everything just happened from nothing.
Smashed together. It's entanglement. There is no nothing. No, I never said nothing.
Oh, it's called entanglement. So they didn't smash. Rocks got entangled, is what we're saying.
Particles get entangled to create space and time.
So you're telling me entanglement and smash together wouldn't be similar adjectives?
I don't think so.
Like in football, James played football as defensive tackle. If I got like an entanglement, in smashing together, that's similar. You could say, I got entangled with that guy. Yeah, an entanglement.
What?
An entanglement and two and smashing are the same thing. So you're telling me that the Big Bang Theory had no rocks smashing, but it just had rocks getting entangled with each other?
There were no rocks at the Big Bang. Rocks came much later.
So what was the matter that got entangled?
There wasn't. It was energy. It was waves.
And that created trees? And yes. That created dirt?
Yes. So first it was just waves.
You believe that? Yes. You believe that?
And we
actually
can demonstrate it in a lab because that's what particle
you can demonstrate
do.
That in a lab. I'd like to know what lab that exists. Where in
Large
Looney Tuneville?
Large Hadron Collider.
They haven't produced shit with that collider. That's been the biggest dud ever. Tom Hanks is the one that clicked it on for the first time. That you telling me in that collider, you think they created everything from nothing? That's your proof that the Big Bang Theory was true, that everything came from literally nothing getting entangled? Come on.
Yes, we can discover new particles.
You don't really believe that. You're not that.
From
you're not that dull.
In the waves. And they literally just discovered a new one like 2 weeks ago. So like they've made tons of discoveries with it. Like nothing you're saying even remotely comes close to describing reality. It's like
nothing. You say everything came from nothing. What reality
is that?
Who
says that? No one says that.
Okay. Well, what got entangled then? What matter got entangled? Because like the earth, I'm saying you can touch the earth. It's a physical thing. So did physical stuff get entangled that had like something that had matter get entangled?
So, Waves and fields are what exist, and those waves and fields interact to produce matter. Matter wasn't there originally. But I still see no, you've presented no argument for a God here. You're just saying, you can't explain this, and then I explain it. And then you say, you can't explain this, and then I explain it. But you haven't actually said anything indicating God done it.
What are you talking about? You haven't said anything. You haven't even explained your own theory on the Big Bang Theory. I mean, you've literally proved nothing. Like you're trying to disprove God, but
God done it argument?
Yeah, I'm just saying there has to be a creator. I mean, I think there just has to be the architecture of this earth is too complicated for it to have spun from nothing. That's just impossible. And that's just common logic. I'm not even trying to get, I'm just saying something has to, something can't come from nothing. That's just common logic, dude.
No,
so there has to be.
No one in physics says that.
Well, I say it. So, and I'm Primetime 99 Alex Stein. I'm like one of the smartest guys in Dallas County. So, if I'm saying it, that's all you need to know, T Jump.
So,
listen,
so
what I say.
Everyone
I
agrees
say is,
that something cannot come from nothing. No one says something came from nothing. That is not a thing in physics.
They better not say it. They better not say it to me. They have big problems. I'll just tell you that much because.
So I'm still. So your argument was there must be a God because stuff is complex. That was your argument.
100. Well, in a way, yeah. I think the system is too complex. It's that simple.
And why do you think complex things require a designer?
Well, because it just can't happen accidentally. It's like, look, how does a tree
explain,
start?
Explain why.
Well, I'm saying like the idea that a tree comes from a seed, they're just, that is such an intense thing. Photosynthesis, whatever you want to call it, that the sun can create life. That is actually from God. Now, is that God being like, who breathing in it? It's his creation creating. So yes, I just believe that he creates a system that creates things within the system. I know that sounds crazy. And there was a time when I was like you, I was, you know, like had, you know, a lot of self-doubt.
I don't care if it sounds crazy. I need an argument. Can you like put it like premise one, premise two, conclusion form? Because right now you're just repeating the exact same thing you said at the beginning, which is you think God done
premise
it. God
one
is necessary.
God is necessary to exist, because who would have even made the matter smash together? I mean, who would have even created that? So you're telling me that you just like there was, we were existing, these rocks, this entanglement was just flying through space, through this dark matter. What got that energy in motion?
It was always in motion. Like there was always a thing there, which was the natural thing. And it was always the way it was, like changing. It has some nature, just like God has a nature. And so why
so
do
you
think,
admit that God is nature? Wait. You lose.
Nature is a word to describe the properties that you ascribe to an idea. So unicorns have a nature if they exist. So if you hypothetically
so you think
say
unicorns
that,
exist, you think unicorns exist, huh?
No, that's not how it works. So you claim that God is necessary. Because who yes. caused the rock's buttholes to smash together? That's
yes.
That's your
yes.
Answer. Okay. So now imagine there's no God, but there's an eternal, all-powerful universe with no consciousness, and it's always existed. It can cause things, rocks, buttholes to smash together just as well as a God can, right?
Well, the thing is, I don't know how you describe God, but I don't think God is like this guy that looks like Primetime 99 Alex Stein. Like, I know you probably think God looks a lot like me because I'm so badass looking and I'm so handsome, but I don't think God looks like me.
Is he conscious?
What? That's what I'm saying is I think God probably is just a consciousness. Just
okay. So
like we can't comprehend what God is. You see what I'm saying? It's not just a God.
I have no need to comprehend God here. So we have universe A with the consciousness God thingy, and he causes the rock's buttholes to smash together. Universe yes. B with a non-conscious natural thingy, and it causes the rock's buttholes to smash together. Why is it necessary to have a God if you can have a universe without a consciousness do the same thing?
I don't believe you can have a universe without a consciousness create everything coming from nothing. That's why we have to go to the evolutionary thing. It's
like
the process.
I don't care what you believe. Why is it not possible?
Well, I'm saying the process is impossible. You've never proved. We don't have the transitional species of man.
Why is it impossible? Don't just say it's impossible. Say it's impossible because...
Because a dog and a cat can't fuck and have a cat. I mean, they're just saying it doesn't work. There's just some things that just don't work. You know what I mean? There's two species. I can't fuck a dolphin.
Big Bang. We're talking Big Bang, rocks, buttholes. We're not talking
about
evolution.
But it all goes back to that, the Big Bang. So I'm trying to prove God. You're asking me to prove God, right? So we're using Big Bang. I'm saying I have to use evolution because you're saying that everything came from nothing. So that means that literally you and me right now, this computer evolved from pond scum over billions of years. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. You're saying that amoebas
evolved.
Or whatever.
Oh God!
A man had to evolve to create the computer, right? Didn't a man have to? Did a human build this computer? Yes. So a human had to evolve to this part in species to be able to create a power plant or a production plant to make a computer.
Power
monitor.
Plant computers yes. are built in power plants. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Whatever. A computer plant. Okay. You know computer. We can argue semantics. what is a technology plant? What the fuck? It's built by a man. I'm saying
technology
it took
plant.
Time.
Do they just farm technology on trees? Is that how it works?
I don't know how the fuck an assembly line at a fucking tech monitor company. How they make monitors. I'm sorry, TJ. I don't have that badass chair. I don't look at monitors all day, but I know that man created monitors and I know that man didn't evolve from pond scum, but you okay. We did. So that means okay. Vice versa. Ipso facto, the monitor came from man. So it came from the evolution of pond scum.
What does ipso facto mean?
It means fuck you, TJ. That's what it means.
Okay, so back to the Big Bang. So ignore, forget evolution for a minute. We're just going to go one step at a time. Just the Big Bang. So you have one universe with the conscious being who created the Big Bang, and one universe that's just an eternal, all-powerful nature, and it could create the Big Bang too. So we're not at the no evolution yet. Just only particles and planets. No life. Just so it's possible to have a non-God create a universe right? Without evolution?
No. No, not with the organization. It's too complicated now.
Why? What organization problems are there?
Every single problem, dude. Just look at the complexity of man. Dude, we are two complex beings.
We
don't have a transitional species. I'm just saying, there's no way I was once a monkey.
Alex, we're no evolution yet. We're just talking about planets and rocks and matter. All of that could be created without a God, couldn't it?
No, I don't think stuff can happen without a God.
Why not? What is it about the rocks that can't be created without a God?
Because somebody has to put it in motion. So whether, you know, God creates, whether we're living in some sort of like simulation or he creates a reality we live in for his entertainment, I believe, is what I think. I know that sounds crazy, but okay. Like I said, it's a theory, the evolutionary theory. Now you can say, "Oh, but it's one theory."
We're not.
I know, but I'm saying it's a theory because it's improvable because the facts don't back it up. So that's mine because that is so absurd. Well, this is my argument. I'm saying because of what the story they tell us is so absurd that everything came from nothing, then I evolved from pond scum is a proof for God because it shows you. Yes, yeah, this is why, because they're hiding God. They want to hide the existence of God. So the effort that they're putting in to hide God proves that he's real.
Yeah, they're hiding God in rocks' buttholes. But let's go back to the Big Bang.
I never said that. You said that. You said that. I didn't say that.
Yep. You got it first from me. NASA is hiding God in rocks' buttholes.
I didn't say that. I didn't say NASA's hiding God in rocks' buttholes.
I'm saying it. I'm telling you. I'm an insider with the government. I work at Area 51. I've seen God. He's trapped.
I know you're a butthole expert. I know that.
So we're going back to the Big Bang.
10 minutes before the Q&A, we'll redirect back to the actual topic.
Oh, God. Okay. So you said there were these problems that there's just all of the problems with a universe being created without a God with just rocks. What is one of these all of the problems?
What are you talking about?
So I remember I said there's two possible universes, one with a God who created all the rocks and stuff, and one with a just natural, all-powerful, eternal universe that created the rock stuff. Why is that impossible? And you said there's all of these problems, just all of the problems. I want to know the problems. Why is it a problem for an all-powerful universe to create the rocks without a consciousness?
Because the rocks are so complicated, they couldn't have formed and forced themselves to smash into each other. I've never seen things make themselves smash into together that don't have a consciousness.
Why do you think complicated things require a mind?
Because it's not just complicated things. It's so complicated that man can't even figure it out. It's not like, oh, an aspirin helps a headache or something. It's not. This is really seriously stuff, Gnosticism that we don't understand. So that's why it's so complicated.
Figure it out, it must be a big mind.
It's probably, yes, I believe if we can't figure it out, it's probably some creator or being that's smarter than us.
So back 2,000 years ago when we couldn't figure out lightning, it must have been Zeus.
What do you mean we couldn't figure out lightning? We couldn't figure out lightning? I've never heard that story. That's probably fake news. What do you mean we didn't figure? I mean, how do we even know what lightning is today? They say lightning comes up from the ground. I mean, we're talking about lightning. Lightning. You're the one that likes lightning. That hit the primordial soup that started the abiogenesis, right? You're always talking about lightning. Isn't that what you say?
So history is this field where we study the past, and there is this guy named Thomas Edison who created a kite, and he tied up a metal rod to it, and it got
that lightning had energy. I'm just saying, but you're saying 2,000 years ago we didn't figure out lightning had energy. I mean, what are you saying?
We didn't know what lightning was. We couldn't know how it was caused, what created it, and you're saying that if humans don't know, can't figure it out, therefore it must be a big mind, daddy. Then 2,000 years ago, when we couldn't figure out lightning, using your same logic, it's reasonable to conclude lightning was created by the Zeus sky daddy.
Maybe Zeus could create. Yeah, I mean, that a lot of Greek mythology, they thought that there was multiple gods. That's what they thought. I'm not saying that they're insane. I mean, they think they're not off the mark, that there could be multiple gods. I don't know.
So you think it's reasonable that if we can't figure something out, every time we can't figure something out.
No, I don't think it every time. No, that's not what I'm saying. You know that, dude. That's an overgeneralization of my opinion.
Okay, what are you saying? I'm just saying that seems like what you're saying.
It's so, what I'm saying is that personal thing is so complex. Our system is so complex that we can't find a transitional species. We can't figure out how that, you know, you're saying Darwin.
You said rocks. You said rocks are so complex they couldn't be.
We can't accurately date rocks. What I'm saying is we don't really know how long we've been here. Some scientists can look at a kick clipboard and be like,
what does that have to
do? It does, because we don't know how long we've been here. So we don't know our real history. So we don't know how long this earth has been here.
What does that have to do with the universe creating rocks, whether or not we know how old the rocks are? What is that doesn't make
We're talking about rocks. I think the age of the rocks is important. I'm confused what your question is.
So my question is, a universe without a mind could create the rocks just fine. And you're saying no, rocks are too complicated for a universe that's infinitely powerful to create rocks. And I'm asking you, why do you think the rocks are complicated? And why do you think you need a mind to do complicated stuff? And then you started talking about dating rocks.
Why do you need a mind to have do complicated stuff? Because it's you know, you have to have... stuff doesn't just happen on its own. It needs a force. It needs something to, you know, push it. And so that's why I believe a creator had to breathe that life into it.
So it needs something to push it. Okay. So yes.
Yeah. I mean, what got those in motion? What got the Big Bang in motion? What got it in motion, TJ?
Slow down. So I agree with you that you need some cause to have an effect. Yes. Does the cause need to be conscious? No. And this is where you keep saying it needs a cause. Therefore, it has a mind, but you haven't shown it needs a mind. You just keep saying it needs a cause. So the cause can be a non-conscious thing, and then you still have a cause. So why do you need a conscious cause?
If you think God has the same consciousness of you and I, it's different. So when describing God's consciousness, I have no idea what that is. I mean, you know, God could be his connection with Mother Earth. I don't know, you know, what the consciousness of the creator is. It's way too complex for me, but I'm just saying the system that we have is so functional. When you look at the sun, moon, and stars, they're literally a clock in the sky that give us and tell us time. We look at this system that is so fragile was created. I'm just telling you, this system was created by a creator.
To measure the stars. The stars aren't there to measure.
So you're telling me the sun describes the time, dude, how much light we have.
No, time describes the sun. We made time up.
False. We use that as a clock. That's how farmers grow stuff. That's how we've always used the sun as a clock. Yeah, the sun, moon, and stars are a clock in the sky.
Still off of the topic. So the argument is that
what I'm saying is the sun, moon, and stars being such a complicated system that God had to create it. And like, I don't think two rocks smashed together and then the sun and the moon and the stars perfectly aligned together. That's impossible. That this system, everything came from nothing. That's what I'm saying. Everything didn't come from nothing. We have way too complex of a system. The system I'm using right now didn't evolve from pond scum, dude. I'm using a computer that was created by man, that was created by a creator. Just like this monitor is created by somebody, I was created by somebody, you were created by somebody.
So we're still waiting for an answer to this question. Like, it seems like the cause could be a conscious thing with a, I don't know what kind of consciousness God has. I don't care. Or it could be a completely non-conscious thing that has zero consciousness and therefore cannot be God. And it's just an eternal, all powerful universe. It could cause stuff too. So if both the conscious thing and the not conscious thing that is clearly not a God can cause stuff, and they could both cause the universe, why do you think that the rocks could not be created without a consciousness?
I'm saying I don't know God's consciousness, but they couldn't have just come out of thin air. Everything couldn't have come from nothing is what I'm trying to say. So you're talking about the entanglement?
No one says that. No one says there was nothing. So
you're saying that they got entangled.
I want to clear this up. So either there's a God who is eternal and always been there, or there is a universe that's eternal and always been there. There was always something. There was never nothing. There's always something there. It was a natural, non-conscious something, or a supernatural God-conscious something, and that something produced more somethings of the universe, the rocks. So if both of the God-something or the natural, non-conscious something can both produce rocks, why do you need the consciousness? So they both came from something. There was no nothing.
I don't think nothing. The non-conscious thing can produce rocks. I don't think why? That's the case. Because why I don't think everything think can come from nothing. I think there has to be some sort of...
If
that's
if
what you said, if dude. You said
thing that isn't nothing. Because if there is a non-conscious thing,
I think things had to get
there,
in motion by somebody. I think things had to get in motion by somebody to push it. I just think cause and effect. So that's what I'm saying.
So I'm happy with cause and effect, but the cause doesn't need to be a conscious cause. It can be an unconscious or not.
I believe it to be. We just have to agree and disagree. I believe it was a conscious.
Yes,
cause.
Yes, I understand.
You believe it was
that,
a non-conscious
I want to see
cause.
Why? You just, the question. I keep
well, because I believe the system that we live is so complicated. I believe the sun, moon, and stars—they are a sky clock, and the fact that we are graced with life is such a special thing. Like I realize that when I, like you said, I can't prove God, but I know that I have a connection with God, that I have faith in God. So that's all the proof I need, and it's not my job. Like I said, I know this is a debate. I can't just tell you how I feel. Like it doesn't compute that way, but I can just tell you.
Well, that's
though,
what
that
you're doing. You don't make any arguments. You just keep telling me how you feel. So I mean, I keep
well,
asking
because there, for... because I'm saying you're saying everything came from nothing. So I don't
no,
believe I don't
I
agree with you that a non-conscious
so
mind can create
not,
everything.
Literally not.
I'm saying a non-conscious mind cannot create everything. Is what I'm trying to say. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, and but you haven't explained why. That's the problem. You keep saying, "Well, stuff in the universe is complex." Why do you think complexity requires a mind? You keep saying so.
It's because it's not just complexity. It's the severity of the complexity.
The amount of complexity is still complexity. The word complexity encompasses all amounts of complexity. So why?
It's not just complex like playing a video game on hard level. It's a little more intense than that. And we don't have all
the answers.
The
amount of complexity doesn't change the word complexity.
Yes, it does. So you're telling me knee surgery is the same as brain surgery?
No.
Are those the same thing? One's more complex than the other.
The word.
There's levels of complexity. Is brain surgery? Knee surgery, are they both complex? Are they both complex surgeries? I'm just asking you this. Is knee surgery and brain surgery complex surgery?
Yes.
Oh, is one more complex than the other?
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. So does the word complexity apply to both of them?
Yes.
Oh my God. So when I say, why do you think
there's levels of complexity, which you agree to? So the levels of complexity, it's so complex. The sun, moon, and stars being a clock in the sky is so complex that it can't just be an accident. A cosmic accident is my argument. There you go.
Yeah. But why do you think that something so improbable requires a mind and couldn't come about by determined forces? Like
you keep on saying why, because that's just how the universe works. It has to be cause and effect. So there had to be something to cause it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, there needs
to
be a cause. You haven't said it needs to be conscious. So there is a complex thing that exists.
I believe there has to be a conscious cause because it created such a complex system that it couldn't have been created accidentally.
Okay, so why couldn't a complex system be created accidentally? What is the problem with that?
Because we have no proof of it. We can't prove abiogenesis in a lab. We can't make two cells split on their own
today. Can you prove God in a lab?
I can feel God in my heart.
Can you prove God in a lab?
Yes. I'll tell you how. You can take DNA. You can take DNA from my dick and put it on an egg. I'll tell you how. You can take my DNA, you can put it on an egg and create life. Can you do that, T-Jump? Can you do that? Hey, I'm real quick. Can you take my DNA and put it on an egg?
How does that prove God?
Well, that's it. That's you being in control. Are you creating life? Like, I'm just saying that, you know.
So I'm God now?
That's my proof.
Is that it?
In a way, you have some God in you, yes. Yeah, you're a part of this creation.
So go ahead and prove God in the lab for me. I'll be waiting for the results.
Oh,
on
it is one. And fertilization is how. That's God, us playing God.
Proves God somehow.
Yeah, because we can play with his creation a little bit. Yeah.
Look at the trees.
The trees are a perfect example of God. I mean, just look how complex they are.
I'm ready to go to Q&A. I can just...
We are going into Q&A, folks. Want to say thanks for your question. Thanks for your super chat that just came in. Timothy Foster, by the way. And want to let you know, though, folks, we are excited. I don't know if you know this. We're on podcasts. Yeah, these podcast apps, for example, right there. Stitcher, Apple, etc. Want to let you know, stoked. We just dropped our latest Matt Dillahunty debate on the podcast for Modern Day Debate today. And so, oh yeah, if you haven't found us on your favorite podcast app yet, do so. You won't regret it. So also want to let you know, if you're listening via podcast or via YouTube, our guests, T-Jump and Alex Stein, are linked in the description for both.
Hey, you somebody said you put the wrong link for me in the description, T-Jump.
I will update
I mean,
that.
James, sorry.
Yeah, I linked it to Pornhub.
I will fix that. So thank you very much, Alex, for letting me know about that. And very excited to jump into these questions. So thanks, everybody, for your questions. This first one coming in from Sigma Annie. Appreciate all the love, Sigma. Good to see you, buddy. Says, universe is clearly not fine-tuned enough for James to be on time. That's true. I always tell our guests, if we start on time, our audience would be nervous. They think something's wrong. Sigma Annie, thanks for your... Or I should say, Brian Williamson, thanks for your question. Said, who would win in a boxing match, Alex or T-Jump?
That's easy, man. Primetime 99. I mean, you have the guns. You have those guns. But see, the thing is, I have God on my side. So I have the power of the creator. So I would win.
I was at the University of Minnesota Boxing Club.
Juicy.
So I have the power of God. How do you like that? So I was at the University of God's Boxing Club.
Once we're in person, folks, that might be, maybe we'll get a little, little exhibition match. It'd be
anytime.
Fun.
Anytime, T-Jump.
Thank you for your question, said the Big Bang. That's what they called the Modern Day Debate Dallas event last year. That's funny. That's right. Alex, you live in Dallas, and we didn't even know that. We hosted Nathan and Team Skeptic in person. You live in Dallas?
Yeah, I live in Dallas. And where do you live in Dallas?
No.
Team Skeptic lives in Dallas.
That was our, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay, your child. Maybe I should have gone. I watched that debate. It was at some bar or went to a tattoo parlor
tattoo
or something.
Parlor.
I was like, I don't know.
Yes.
I should have gone. I watched
but
it.
Next up, Sebastian. Sorry to cut you off. Sebastian, thanks for your question. Says, I think it's my mission to advocate for presuppositional literalist apologetics of the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead to annoy Christian presupps. Thank you, Sebastian. And I don't know if Alex is a presup of any type. I don't think Alex knows. All right, next up.
I think that word has too many syllables for Alex.
Experiments.
It doesn't have enough syllables for me. I'm Primetime 99. It doesn't have enough syllables, T-Jump. That's the problem. You don't understand me, dude.
All right.
Listen, it was an uphill battle fighting that chair.
Experiments
but I still won easily.
Experiments in prebiotic chemistry. Thanks for your question. It says, get 10 people in a room. Ask them their birthday. The odds that those 10 people would have those 10 birthdays is 1 in 42 trillion. But there they are. The odds they would have some birthday is 100%. I think that's for you, Alex.
Yeah, that's still, I mean, there's still better odds in the creation of the universe, so you lose.
Next up, this one coming in from, do appreciate your question, Mike Q922. Good to see you. It says, most Christians and theists accept the Big Bang as part of creation. I only heard few don't. The fact is the universe had a beginning.
I think the universe had a beginning. God has pressed play. He hit the play button, dog.
Brian Williamson says, T-Jump is a deep fake. Prove me wrong. Next, maybe. Jay Fergie, thanks for your question, says, Alex, what evidence do you have that substantiates your claim? What evidence would the opposite have to provide to falsify your claim? Go ahead, Alex. We'll let you go with what evidence do you have to substantiate your claim?
My dad and mom did each other, and that's how I got here. And so I just believe that it's such a complicated system. That's my claim, is that I'm here living on Earth. If I wasn't alive, then I wouldn't be able to say this, but my life, the breath that I'm breathing, is my proof.
Gotcha. And this next question,
and you can't prove that I'm not breathing right now. So
this next question from them, they said, if T-Jump wants to jump in, what evidence would the opposition have to provide to falsify Alex's position? Tom Jump, what would it take to falsify Alex's position?
A multilinguist who can speak 26 different languages and make it into a coherent argument in the first place.
Juicy. And this one coming in from Jay Fergie again, a statement E equals MC squared explains a lot. Alex, I think that's for you.
Yeah, Einstein married his cousin, and he even said that our perception would be the same if the sun, moon, and stars were rotating around us or if we were rotating, proving that it's a clock in the sky. So he admitted that it's a sky clock, and it's too complicated of a system, the sun, moon, and stars, for there not to be some sort of person that put that system in order.
Married his cousin? Nasty guy. David, thanks for your question. Says,
first cousin.
Jump. if everything is expanding from the point of the Big Bang, how is it that there are meteorites and asteroids crashing into planets and moons?
Because gravity, smaller objects get whipped around larger objects and then get spun off in the other directions. And so the smaller objects can get thrown into other larger objects.
Gotcha. This one coming in from Spicy Road says, science has methods to date rocks. How does Alex date rocks?
I'll tell you how I do. What I do is I piss on the rock, and then whoever asked me that question, I would urinate on them as well for asking me how I date a rock. That's my answer.
Gotcha. Next up, thank you, Will Stewart says, so Tom, are you saying that matter is infinite? How do we test that? Is that not a presupposition?
No, no one thinks matter is infinite. I actually said that the fields are probably infinite, or they expand everywhere in our universe, but no one's claiming there's infinite stuff there.
Gotcha. Spicy Rhodes says, how does Alex date rocks? They're holding your feet to the fire here, Alex.
Besides, I don't know how to date a rock. That's what I'm saying. I don't date. I'm besides urinating on it, I don't know. And obviously I'm speaking metaphor. I don't want to urinate on any. I'm just saying, I don't know how to date a rock. I can't look at it. I just look at it and think the thing's old, but they tell me that the degradation of carbon proves it. That's just, the carbon dating is inaccurate. It's just, there's no way to prove it because they've taken rocks, lava that had just hardened. And then they did carbon dating and they proved that the rocks were millions of years old, yet they were like less than a day old. So it just doesn't make sense. It's not accurate.
Tom, you look triggered. What's your response?
He just doesn't know how physics and geology work. So the
I understand
the
it very well. I'm a physicist. I'm a geologist.
Kent Hovind, PhD, probably. So dating rocks with certain dating methods like carbon dating only works within a range of like 50,000 years. So anyone who dated a rock immediately after it was made with carbon dating would be dumb. Secondly, it would only be measuring the carbon that was accumulated in the stuff that made the rock, not the rock itself. So it wouldn't actually measure anything if you measured it using carbon dating right after it was made. That's stupid. There's literally...
Well, that's happened. They've taken rocks.
Dumb creationists have done that.
I'm just saying. But it proves that it's inaccurate. I mean, that's all I
know. No, it proves that it doesn't work for rocks that are just created and it only works for the specific time.
Oh, it only works for the old rocks. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a cute story, bro. Yeah, it only works for certain
rulers.
Rocks,
yeah. A 1 foot ruler can't measure a 30 foot.
It's funny, the rock that doesn't work in their system is the one rock it doesn't work on. Sure.
No, all the different dating methods, right? Have specific time frames when they do work and don't work, and there's a list you can like check them online and see if it's one of the dating methods that do or don't for that time frame. Scientists do this all the time. There are different rulers for different things. You need like a 10-pound scale can't weigh a car. You need a bigger scale. So trying to weigh a car with a 10-pound scale is going to get you a problem. It doesn't mean scales don't work.
Yeah, it means the scales are inaccurate. That's what I'm saying, yeah. The scales they use to date rocks are inaccurate.
Says, can Alex explain his process to determine that rocks are created rather than not created? Any falsifiable and testable predictions?
Well, my one proof is this, is everything doesn't come from nothing. That's the main argument. You're trying to tell me that a rock was created out of thin air, that matter got entangled and just created rocks, dirt, the sun, moon, stars, the oceans. I just don't think that's possible. I think it's impossible. That's my stance. I think it's impossible for everything to come from nothing. And that's your story. And that's a cute story, but it's impossible.
Next up, this one coming in from Sunflower says, Tom, invoking God for the origin of the universe is categorically different than invoking God to explain phenomena that we can observe, such as lightning.
No, it's literally not. They're just different phenomena. So there are certain things of lightning we can't see. Like, I can't see the lightning in Tokyo right now. Does that mean it's the same? No, you can't just say, well, this is a smaller event, therefore it's different than the big events. It's just literally a god of the gaps. You're just pushing God back to the things we can't explain and saying, no, it's different. It's not.
Next up, Timothy Foster says, Alex, if something can't come from nothing, what created your God? It must have needed some other consciousness to create it by your logic.
Well, maybe it created itself.
Next up.
I don't know. I mean, there could be multiple gods. I don't know. Like, there could be other levels to this game of life that we don't know. You see what I'm saying? There's other dimensions. So in those dimensions, there could be one god. There could be multiple gods. I don't know. But there is a god.
Gotcha. This one coming in from, appreciate your question. Jamie Russell says, God did nothing. Now look at my Arrowhead collection. Also, wind and erosion made Mount Rushmore naturally, says Tom Jump.
What?
So he said, quoting you, God did nothing. Now look at my Arrowhead collection. Also, wind and erosion made Mount Rushmore naturally. I think they're making a, they're saying if you can, this is my guess, that they're saying if you can find arrowheads and have enough discernment to recognize that they're designed, then I think they're trying to allude to other things that you, I don't know, I'm shooting in the dark here. It's hard to know based on just the super chat.
I do actually have several genuine arrowheads, so I guess I have an arrowhead collection. I don't think I've ever mentioned it before, though. Yeah, we can conclude arrowheads are designed because we can observe the methodology by which they're designed and the things that design them. There is no such methodology or indication that any particles or rocks were designed in any way. So it's not analogous to compare the universe to arrowheads when we can literally observe the function and design of arrowheads. We can't observe any function or design of anything that humans didn't make.
Gotcha. This one coming in from Harmon Walker says, TJ, are you saying Big Bang is not a part of evolution? If no, then you have no debate. Heliocentric equals no creator. Sad, in all caps.
Yeah. Cosmology and the Big Bang and biology and evolution are completely separate fields. You need different degrees for those two things. They're like engineering versus art. They're completely separate kinds of things. There's no evolution in the Big Bang. Not how it works. What was the second thing he said? That
they said, if no, then you have no debate. Heliocentric equals no creator. Sad.
Heliocentric, we revolve around the sun. Like the Earth goes around the sun. You can watch it go around the sun. So if heliocentrism proves no God.
Not true. Go ahead.
Then there's no God.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
Nope. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, awesome. Sigma Eni says, Alex, as a geoproctologist, I'll need you to cite your sources. I'd be very interested in following up on the butthole universe hypothesis. And
that's what I'm saying. Two rocks pooped out.
Yep. Okay.
This universe.
We'll talk about it later. Chris Gammon says, Alex, can your God exist and the Big Bang be real at the same time? Why or why not? How have you possibly won this debate?
Well, first of all, I'm the smartest guy to ever debate on this channel on Primetime 99. I was anointed from God on a mission from God. So I win every debate. Every time I talk, I win. I'm Primetime 99, Trump Jr. Stein on the grind all the time. So I'm unbeatable. But other than that, I forget the question. Say the question again. What was it?
The question was, why can't it be that there's both a God and a Big Bang?
Well, I think you could say maybe God created the Big Bang. He's the one that made the rocks mesh together, but the timeline doesn't make sense. Like, I don't think I don't believe the time of the date of the Earth is accurate. I believe it's very inaccurate.
Jay Fergie asks, Alex, can you provide an argument for your position for a creator, quote, or in parentheses, of our physical universe in particular, that isn't a relevant thought analogies for human-made objects?
I don't even understand the question.
They're saying like
thought analogies.
They're saying your thought analogy where you use the kind of the Ray Comfort slogan of a building needs a builder, a design needs a designer. They're saying, do you have an argument besides that which they would refer to as an irrelevant thought analogy?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I mean, I don't really think that's an irrelevant thought analogy. I mean, it's just any system that's in place is a complicated system and it has multiple moving parts for it to work. It's like a car engine. Think how complicated a car engine is. Like you and I, we don't even know how to fix a car unless you're a mechanic. And that's just anybody can create an engine. I mean, there's like Filipino mechanics, you know, shade tree mechanics, you know, working cars. I'm just saying complicated systems are figure outable. But there's some complicated systems that are so complicated, like where we came from, that I just believe it's a complexity thing. It's so complex that it can't be an accident. Everything can't come from nothing. That's too complex of a theory for me to believe.
Next up, P. Barnes says, if the sky is a clock, why have we changed the calendar so many times? What about leap years? I'll stick to my Casio. Thanks.
Yeah, every 4 years we have a leap year, but I mean, that just shows you that the time is right. I mean, 24 hours in the day, the sun always comes up. I mean, it's just the same thing. You can literally measure the year with the sun. You can measure the month with the moon. It's 13, 28 day cycles. Like, that's not an accident. If you just think the sun, moon, and stars are this cosmic accident, there's so many things that had to go perfectly in place, not just for the galaxies to align, but just for the physical stuff on this universe to align for you to happen. So it's just, it's impossible. It's impossible.
Gotcha. This one coming in from Will Stewart, following up, going after Tom yet again, says, Tom, please correct me if I'm wrong, but you said an eternal non-conscious something. Is that not infinite? Is that something not matter?
No, that wouldn't be matter. It would be a form of energy. So it would be a something that would be infinite as a hypothetical. It's not a theory in physics. That's my hypothetical alternative to show that you don't need God to create a universe. So it's not a theory in physics that actually requires there to be an infinite thing like that.
One thing I want to say, I didn't bring up the Fibonacci sequence, but the Fibonacci sequence also is a very complicated sequence that basically proves the creation of God because of the complexity of it and how the recurrence of it in society. So everybody needs to look up the Fibonacci sequence.
Juicy. And this one coming in from Matthew Steele says, in the spirit of this debate topic, does anyone want to debate me on Easter rabbits laying eggs versus chickens? Thanks so much. He was a joke, Alex. Next up, Alex Shaw has thanked you for your question. Says, as what did God create everything? I think they're saying, Alex, what did God create everything from? Nothing?
No. No, God is the creator. I mean, he's the one that formed it. His breath, I guess. But he's the one. The system was so complicated that he's the one that put the stuff in play. He put the the energy that created everything, you know, that is what you see here today. It's not an accident that came from nothing is the point I'm trying to make.
Juicy. This one from Franks 92. Good to see you again. Franks as well says, Tom, one of these days, your face is going to stay crooked like that. It might be tonight. Next up, Mike Q 922 says, T-Jump, Alex, what are your thoughts on the second law of thermodynamics? Universe running down, eventually usable energy will run out to sustain life.
Well, I mean, wait, they think energy will run out eventually. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, unless the sun burns out or something, unless like the stars and the sun and the galaxies collapse, I don't think there'll always be energy.
They're saying the whole universe
is just going to shut off.
Something that
sounds
like
that. Beta. Yeah, I don't think the universe is going to shut off.
Heat death of the universe, because energy is expanding outwards and separating.
That's what they say, but they can't measure the expansion of the universe accurately.
Not expansion of the universe, expansion of energy, heat. Things that are hot get colder everywhere in the universe.
Yeah, but things can get warmer. They can go hot. So I don't. That's not right.
No, they can't. Energy.
They say climate change is real. Climate change is fake. So.
Second law of thermodynamics is not the same.
Isn't that gas goes to available space? Isn't that the second law of thermodynamics?
Second law of thermodynamics is entropy. Entropy always increases.
Oh yeah, the thing is, that's what they say. The Earth is in a constant state of entropy, but I think you could argue that the Earth is actually growing. I mean, like you say, expanding, entropy would be it's not expanding. So like, which one is it? Are you saying that the universe is expanding or is the universe collapsing in entropy?
entropy has nothing to do with the size. It has to do with the
Entropy is like the degradation of the universe. Entropy is, you know, it degrades.
The amount of usable energy in the universe is going down. Like the heat on the sun is going down because it's emitting the energy. So the energy that was in the sun is now outside of the sun.
What proof do you have that the sun is dimming? You have proof that the sun is changing temperature and getting colder? Yeah, right. I'd like to see that.
It's actually getting hotter. But yes, we can measure the temperature of the sun and say it's changing because of the composition in it is changing.
I've also heard the argument that it's the carbon dioxide causes holes in the ozone layer, and so that the sun is going through, you know, there's less stuff blocking the sun. That's why it's getting hotter. So that has nothing to do with the changing temperature of the sun from the story.
Yes, you're right. That has nothing to do with the changing temperature. The changing temperature has to do with...
So what causes climate change? Either the sun getting hotter or is it from the degradation of our ozone?
I said nothing about climate change. We can measure the temperature change in the sun of multiple stars that have nothing to do with climate change.
We must go to the next question, which is Jay Fergie. We appreciate your question. Says, T-Jump, is it fair to say there isn't a universal beginning, and the universe goes through a constant cycle of expansion and contraction or collapsing?
That's one of the hypotheses, the cyclic universe model, but I don't prefer that one. Like Sean Carroll's model, where there's one past expansion and one past collapse, is preferable, I guess. I don't prefer the cyclic model where there's a bunch of infinite expansions and collapse, but it's more reasonable than a God because at least it's a model in physics and answers some of the questions in physics.
Next up, Chris Gammon says, so the Big Bang might have happened. What is the debate topic again?
Well, it's God versus the Big Bang. So if you're going to say that the Big Bang happened, I mean, I'm just saying if you want to say that, then God created the Big Bang. I don't think the Big Bang could happen without a creator, is that argument. But that's just an argument that I don't necessarily believe that God created the Big Bang, that we evolved from nothing. I'm just saying, even if you believe that, there had to be a God that made the rocks smash together or get entangled, as T-Jump says.
Next up, Matthew Steele says, Alex, the day is not 24 hours long. It's 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.09 seconds. Look it up.
Yes, but it's the way the sun, moon, and stars work. It's a clock in the sky. Look at the Big Dipper. It's rotating. I'm just saying it's literally how we tell time. It's how we tell the days by this, the rise of the sun and the setting of the sun. I mean,
which solar system in the universe would not have a clock?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it's the complexity of the clock that it's so perfect that our systems work with it. That's why it's created by God. I guess every system you can measure anything and call it, you know, a clock. But I'm saying our clock is so perfect, the way that it vibes with us is that it's so complex that a creator had to create the sky clock.
So if we lived on Alpha Centauri and all of our clocks were based on the 27-hour day, would it be any different?
Yeah, it'd be a lot different because our bodies aren't built for it to be on a 27-hour day. And the way we grow stuff, everything, yeah, it would be different, yes.
Philosopher Tiger, thanks for your question, says, Alex, are you a beta? Thanks for the fun debate.
I'm Primetime 99. I mean, I don't have that cool freaking sleeveless shirt and that badass chair like T-Jump and that cool Arrowhead collection. I don't have that. I didn't know somebody could be that cool, have an Arrowhead collection and a chair like that. I didn't know that was legal in the United States, but wow, you learn something new every debate.
Gotcha. Sebastian says, please ask Tom Jump if you would debate Mr. Batman on the historicity of the Flood of Noah.
Sure, set up, James. Get us Batman back.
Juicy. I will be in touch with Mr. Batman. It may not be immediately. We do have even that same topic set up with Erica and Mr. Batman. It's, you could say, indefinitely dated. So we are not sure when that debate's going to happen, though they've agreed to it, but it might be further out. But we will work to make that happen. We are also excited, folks. Will Stewart, thanks for your last-minute question, said, Tom, how exactly did energy turn into all of the known elements of the universe? If the elements already existed, would they not be infinite then?
No, the fields existed and the fields collapsed to produce hydrogen and plasma, and the hydrogen and plasma grouped together to produce stars, and the stars increase their gravity to collapse the hydrogen atoms together to make heavier elements. And then the stars exploded through supernova, and the explosion created even heavier elements by collapsing the matter inside of the stars. And that's how you produce all of the elements on the periodic table. They were not eternal. None of them were. They were all produced by gravity and stars collapsing. That's how the matter and the elements were produced. As Carl Sagan put it, we are made of star stuff.
Interesting. And want to let you know, folks, we are excited as a very special guest on Modern Day Debate is coming back next week. It should be a true slobber knocker. We were in talks with them, and you'll have to tune in for that. But believe me, you don't want to miss it. And so want to say thanks to our guests who are linked in the description. And that includes whether you're listening via YouTube or if you are listening via podcast, or we're also, I'm working on figuring out how, so we do have Twitch, folks, and we are live on Twitch right now. And I've got to figure out how we can get our guest links in Twitch as well. And so we do appreciate our guests though. Tom Jump and Alex, it's been a true pleasure to have you guys.
It's been a pleasure. I'll never be as cool as T-Jump. I'll never have an Arrowhead collection. I'll never be, you know, cosmic stardust like you. I'll always believe in the creator. But T-Jump, I'd love to debate you anytime. It's always fun. I know it's hard with that chair. It gives you a big advantage and those guns. But, hey, I love a challenge because, like I said before, I'm on a mission from God. And tonight, I think, proved it. So thank you, T-Jump, for being such a great competitor.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, your analogies and speeches are some of the most entertaining and interesting of most of the people I've debated. I will definitely say that. Rock's buttholes are hilarious. The most creative analogies I've ever heard. I think that's, even though I think what you're saying is ridiculous, it is very, very creative. And the way you say it is very confident. I forget what the word is, but you're very good with words. And I think I like listening to your introductions.
Very, I appreciate that, T-Jump, and I like debating you. Sorry. Thank you.
Very fun, folks. I want to say thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. I'll be back with a post-credit scene in just a minute to let you know about upcoming debates, as we have a lot of them, you guys. Next week is honestly going to be action-packed, like pretty much almost every day next week we're setting up debates. And so it's going to be epic. But thanks, Jay Fergie, for your last-minute super chat. Said, thank you both. Sorry I sounded harsh, Alex.
You always kind of do, but I love you, James. I like a little spanking. A football coach, you played football, and you know, he's a boxer. A good coach is a little tough.
I wasn't apologizing. It was the super chatter.
Oh, shit. Okay, good.
I have no apologies.
you need to apologize a little. I'm just kidding. You know, you were great.
It's good for you. It makes you stronger. Now, thanks, everybody. As I mentioned, we were excited. We've got a lot of epic debates coming up. This Friday, we're working on a 3-on-3. We love the energy of last Friday's debate, and so we're kind of testing out. We're going to do some new stuff where sometimes we might even have, like I said, maybe like a 3-on-3 type of debate in addition to our singles debates and our tag team debates. So thanks, everybody, though. We do appreciate you. And so we will be right back with that post-credit scene. Keep sifting out the reasonable from the unreasonable. And thanks again to our guests.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.